I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. I was watching that press conference between British Prime Minister Theresa May and President Donald Trump in the UK earlier today, and I couldn't take my eyes off it. After slamming Theresa May in an interview with the Sun newspaper the night before, Trump was forced to make nice.
I have gotten to know Theresa May much better over the last 2 days than I've known her over the last year and a half. I mean, we've spent more time in the last 2 days. Yesterday, I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner with her. Then I said, what are we doing tomorrow, which is today? Oh, you're having breakfast and lunch with Theresa May. And I'm going to see you later on again. So, but I've actually gotten to know her better than ever. And I think she's a terrific woman. I think she's doing a terrific job. And that Brexit is a very tough situation.
Yes, tough indeed. And that presser, kind of a field day for satirists.
For satirists, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Carol Hills, so many opportunities. Where do the cartoonists, like, even stop?
Well, I think that's what's sort of a central issue. I mean, I love satire, and I think it's really an important way to look at how people around the world are thinking about things as opposed to what they say. And Trump provides this just bottomless pit of material. But there's also a part of me that, though I revel in it, and lots of people do, and the web has really provided this vehicle that I think has really given much wider audience for satire, encouraged people to engage in satire, political satire, you know, you just kind of consume it and move on. And people are consuming in their own bubbles, including me. And so you wonder, when all is said and done, if satire has as much impact, because it's simply going to the people who already believe it. There's no metaphorical campfire that everybody's sitting around and listening to. So I have mixed feelings about the whole thing.
It's weird because the same things that Trump says that satirists pick up on and, by the way, sell papers with totally appeal to his base. Anyway, we've been hearing so many things about, you know, like the baby Trump limp at the London protests. And from there, it almost seems like the satire is too easy. Is there one bit of lampooning, though, that you've come across and you thought, huh, that was funny and it made me think?
There was one before I came in here. I just saw it, and it's this cartoon by an Australian, Peter Brolman. It shows a statue of Churchill. The caption's based on a famous speech he made after France was defeated by the Nazis. His famous speech was about keeping Britain focused on defeating Hitler and not giving in. We shall fight them on the beaches. We shall never surrender. That whole thing. And
you do Churchill really well, by the way.
I don't have a cigar, though. And so Trump is in front of the statue. What the cartoon caption says is, we shall mock him on the beaches. And he's sort of pointing at Trump, the statue. And that says more than simple satire. It's kind of saying to this satirist, no matter what Trump tries to do, no matter how statesmanlike he tries to be, it's just not flying. There's something about his manner, his informality, his unfilteredness that is never going to cut it in certain circles. Again, that doesn't matter to a lot of people who support Trump. But there is something, I find something poignant in that.
Yeah, and well worth noting, too, that Trump admires Churchill. There was also the recent NATO summit, a disaster or success, depending on whom you speak with or when you happen to hear Trump talk about it. What did you see there, like themes from that NATO summit?
Well, a really great one was a cartoon. It was a takeoff on Tank Man from Tiananmen Square, where he's standing in front of the tank. And in this case, Trump is driving the tank and Merkel is in front of the tank with her arms up, you know, just kind of going, stop.
Right. Well, that's powerful.
Very powerful. And then there's a lot just of the sense that Trump, it's sort of with friends like these kind of things,
right,
you know, him kind of mowing down his allies, or they're in a line waiting to shake his hand and he just kind of extends his hand, but he's passing them and he's going to shake a hand with Putin instead.
The NATO themes, of course, also tie into Trump's upcoming meeting with Putin in Helsinki on Monday. What have you seen on that?
Well, there's a great cartoon by this very irreverent cartoonist named Marian Kamensky. He is Croatian-born but has lived in Austria for a while, and he's just sometimes I can't post this stuff. They're just, you know,
too out there.
So anyway, this one, it's called Dirty Dancing in Helsinki, and Putin and Trump have their shirts off, and they're doing the Russian folk dance, you know, hands on the hips and kicking out the legs, and they're doing it over a flag of NATO. And around them are empty and half-empty bottles of what look like vodka. But if you look closely, the label is Novichok. Of course, it's a reference to the Novichok and the poisoning in England, the second one, and the woman dying. But it also happens to be, whether the cartoonist knows or not, some Russian beer company has offered this Novichok beer label. So there's a Novichok beer out there. So
it doesn't contain Novichok. It's just a trolling idea.
Just a trolling idea. There is no end to satire about Trump, wherever you are along the political spectrum.
Yeah. So what's your takeaway on all this? What's your deep thought on the funny stuff?
That it's really funny, but I don't know, in this era of a complete divide and a complete absence of any kind of dialogue across political differences, that is doing anything. Well, I'm not sure it's meant to do anything, but there's just some sense that it's like, oh, and then we all go on. I mean, I'm not sure what's to be done, but there is this, it's just a funny time for satire when you have a country, and I think a world, so divided, literally, and then technology completely aiding and abetting in that division.
The World's Carol Hills. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.
By the way, if you want to see some of the cartoons Carol talked about, just go to PRI.org.